there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Well, don't just stand around outside. Come on in the clubhouse and join us. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and I'm surely glad to be with you. We're in for a good meeting today together with some good singing and a brain teaser for your little gray cells. If there's time, we'll share a letter from one of our listeners and, of course, have a good story from God's Word. So get set. Here's the Children's Bible Club Choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. For that good singing. Now, Bible Clubbers, put on your skull caps and get ready for this week's brain teaser. Get a pencil and paper, too, to catch the address in a minute. Okay, are you ready? Here's the question. Peter needed money badly to pay the taxes, and Jesus told him where to find some. Where did he find it? Look up Matthew 17:27. And the answer will be waiting for you just as the money was for Peter. Where did Peter find the much-needed money? Look in Matthew 17:27. Then send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Or you can email me at childrensbibleclub@juno.com. We'll answer your letter and send a little prize if you answer the quiz correctly. Now let's take time for a letter. I wish we had time for more, but here's one from a boy in Guyana, South America. Dear Aunt Carolyn, my name is Ken. I'm 10 years old. I heard the Children's Bible Club for the first time, and I love the songs and stories. I would like to become a club member. I heard it on Grenada Station. Thank you. I remain yours truly, Ken. Well, thanks for that good letter, Ken. And his sister Steffi wrote too, so we're proud of both of them. So let me hear from you this week. And remember, if you'd like to receive our kids' newsletter every month, just ask for kids' news when you write. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Thank you.
Some children speak English, others speak French or Chinese. Where did all these languages come from? There are hundreds of languages in the world. No one could ever learn them all. If you go to a strange country, you can't understand the people and they can't understand you. They just shake their heads sideways and give you a blank look. Why? Because they cannot understand your language. It wasn't always that way. After God created the world, everyone spoke one language. And after God destroyed the world by the great flood because of sin, the world began to be filled with people again, and they all still spoke one language and could understand each other. God told them to replenish the earth, and as families grew, they began to move away from Mount Ararat until generations later, the memory of the terrible flood and the fear of the God who sent it faded, and the people turned their hearts away from God. Now Nimrod was a mighty hunter. No doubt he was a hunter for meat, but soon he was also a hunter of men's souls. He moved his people and kingdom to the beautiful plain of Shinar. He built the great city of Babel, keeping people together for strength and protection. Nimrod was a mighty man. He felt no need of God. His people had Nimrod.